Hey everyone, Kevin here with my 1-2-3 cents and episode 176. And you're going to be hearing an interview with Heath Hatton from Stride Pro Wrestling. Heath and I go way back been an epically long period of time. 2010, I think, 2010 is when we first met. I've told the story before. I've shared it on the blog and on the YouTube channel and all that good stuff. Heath is somebody I consider to be a good friend of mine. We are working together with Stride Pro Wrestling. He is the man with the plan. He is the guy that put this all together, made this all possible. And we talk about indie wrestling and tying it in with WWE. He has experience with WWE. I respect his opinion. I do have my chapstick out. But the most important part of our interview is about Lane Austin, who is a Stride Pro Wrestling referee and who's going through a hard time now medically. And the men and women of Stride Pro Wrestling are coming together on Saturday, April 7th, this Saturday night, the night before WrestleMania, to put together a benefit show for Lane to help with some of the expenses that he is facing. So if you are in the area, if you are in the region, Cape Girardeau, Southeast Missouri, Western Kentucky, anywhere in Southern Illinois, I encourage you, I ask you to come out and support this show. And we're going to have all kinds of stuff going on that night. Again, it is Saturday, this Saturday night, April 7th. Bell time is 7 o'clock. We're 30 minutes later than we usually do. And we are at the Carterville Community Center once again. The map is in the write-up for this. So Heath and I talk about all this. I wanted to come back on, though, and record an intro a little bit different than what you're going to be hearing, because my plan was to talk to Heath, too, about WrestleMania, and I mentioned that it's the go-home show for WrestleMania. We ran out of time. I was actually at Heath's work over at Gold's Gym, and, you know, he was busy. We got the important thing in, though, and that was talking about Lane, and then kind of picking his brain a little bit, too, about the talent on the Stride roster. So, as far as WrestleMania goes, Chad and I obviously are not going this year. I'm okay with that. I do miss the travel aspect of going to WrestleMania and being there in person. But you know what? I also enjoy, last year, for example, I met with a bunch of the Stride guys and we watched it together. And I like doing that. I don't necessarily have to be in the arena. And I've never gone back and watched the WrestleManias I've been to. And that's one of the things that I want to eventually get accomplished too. But not only do you get to watch it from the comfort of your own home, you also save a lot of money by not traveling. And we were in New Orleans 4 years ago for WrestleMania 30. So I'm okay sitting this year out, and if we don't make it next year back up to New Jersey, I'm okay with that too. But, you know, that's a whole nother year away, and Chad and I will talk more about that in the months ahead. I also want to throw out there, so speaking of WrestleMania, I'm not going to go into a bunch of predictions and thoughts right now because, one, I haven't seen Raw or SmackDown from the past week. I was at a conference in St. Louis. And we don't know what's going to be happening on the next, tonight on Raw. If you're listening on Monday, we don't know what's going to happen on the go-home shows for Raw and SmackDown. I know there are still some loose ends that need to be tied up with some of these stories that are going on. So what I'm going to do is drive you to, or encourage you to check out the My 1-2-3 Cents YouTube channel. And I am going to thank you to Dan Turnquist for nudging me again this past week to get some content out there back up on YouTube, because I am trying to still build that portion of my 1-2-3 cents. So I'm going to have some thoughts on WrestleMania in the days leading up to the big event. One of the big things I'm going to be addressing that I think needs to be addressed is the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. I have some very specific thoughts and comments on that particular match. And that concept, not just the match itself, but the concept of the match. So I'll be sharing all that on my 1-2-3 cents on the YouTube channel, which you can get to, of course, through my123cents.com, or you can also check out my123cents on Facebook. Speaking of which, there was an interesting debate. It really wasn't a debate. People just voted. I posted a poll and fans voted. The unveiling of a new statue, if it's happening at WrestleMania this week, I don't know if it is, but I proposed either the Macho Man Randy Savage or Rowdy Roddy Piper. So there's a video up on that too, because it actually ended in a tie on the My123Cents Facebook page. I want to give a quick shout out as well, not only to I'm meeting new, and I say meeting with air quotes because we haven't met in person, but meeting online with different podcasters in the pro wrestling genre. The conference that I was at this past week was a digital media and social media and digital marketing conference, and I sat in on a podcasting session, and hopefully I'll be able to implement some of the things I've learned, not only on the podcast, but also through different means of social media for not just My123Cents and Kevin Huntsberger as brands, but also Stride Pro Wrestling, which is something that is very near and dear to me, and you'll hear more of that in just a moment or two. But the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network, the brand here, is something I believe in as well, and I really am going to be more vigilant about getting stuff out, content out on the Facebook and Twitter pages for Jittery Monkey. I'm going to talk to Chad, who has Positive Cynicism, and Greg Mahochko, who of course is the founder co-founder of Jittery Monkey. He has the Five Heart Podcast as well as Nerds United, and I want to work with those guys as far as building up this brand. So I encourage you to check out all of those podcasts, like the Facebook page, and you'll get updates when new shows drop, and trying to just put other content out there as well, because it's kind of a collection of different interest, but pretty like-minded people, I think, will enjoy Jittery Monkey, Star Wars, superheroes, comic books, and then professional wrestling. So there are pop culture, music, all kinds of great things going on with Jittery Monkey. So check that out. I also will encourage you to once again check out, and Heath and I talk more about, he doesn't name them by name, but the Podzilla 1985 podcast. We talk more about that in the course of this episode as well. So be sure to check those guys out as well. I know Asa and Dalton, who have been on My123Cents before, are heading to New Orleans this week too. So safe travels to those guys and anyone else who is heading to New Orleans for WrestleMania week. Used to say weekend, now it's a week. There's so many things going on and starts so early now. But I think they're heading down on Friday. But safe travels to those guys. But also the Skullbuster WrestleCast. I am flattered and I am honored. I am going to actually be on their next episode, which drops Friday. Actually, I think it drops on Thursday night. I listen to it on Fridays, though. They asked me to be on it and talk about WrestleMania as well, favorite WrestleMania memories. So I'm excited, and I haven't completely compiled my list yet, but I do have some things I want to talk about with them, so I'm excited to do that. They've been on My123Cents, and I'm looking forward to being a part of their show, because it is one of those, you know, we listen to the quote-unquote celebrity wrestling podcast, you know, Something to Wrestle with Bruce Pritchard, Tony Schiavone's What Happened When. I've listened to Jim Cornette Experience, Jim Ross of The Ross Report, Stone Cold's podcast, Jericho, X-Pac, all these guys have podcasts now, and I think it's important, as I say, support indie wrestling, also support indie wrestling podcasters, and I call us in, you know, no, they're not talking about indie wrestling per se, but they're not your name brand wrestling podcast. We're all out there building a brand. We're all out there trying to make a name for ourselves. We're all out there trying to get that hustle on. So support the causes. Get out there and listen. And, you know, that's the bottom line, as Stone Cold would say. But I hope everybody has a great WrestleMania week. Enjoy the shows. There's going to be lots of great stuff going on. And, you know, we'll talk next week as well. But stick around. Heath Hatton is up next to talk more about Lane Austin and the benefit show that's coming up this Saturday night, April 7th.
It's my personality to be jittery. It's part of my charm.
Wrestling fans,
are you ready?
It's time for my 1, 2, 3 cents of a podcast on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network.
Give me a hell yeah!
Now, here's your host.
The man is also a very long, dear personal friend of mine.
Does the guy have a name?
Yes, he has a name.
Kevin Huntsberger.
Woo!
A frequent guest here, but he hasn't been on in a while. Heath Hatton from Stride Pro Wrestling, former heavyweight and legacy champion and current tag team champion. Heath, what's going on, man?
How are you? I'm doing good.
Great. And we are talking, we're going to talk a little bit about WrestleMania because this is obviously the go-home show, if you will, for WrestleMania, which is coming up this weekend, but also something that is probably near and dear to the hearts of Stride Pro Wrestling fans and wrestlers is the Lane Austin benefit. And Heath, talk a little bit about Lane Austin. He is obviously the senior official in Stride Pro Wrestling and a good friend of both of ours.
So Lane's a ref. Outside of that, you know, Lane is personally a good friend of mine, and we've been friends for a long time. So, you know, the backstory on Lane is me and Lane met at 15. Lane was 15, I was 16. Or actually, we both worked at Dairy Queen, so we're on the same age. And we met at Dairy Queen, and Lane was the laziest, worst employee there. I'm just kidding, I poke at Lane. But we hit it off. We became friends right away. We were both Cubs fans, and we've honestly been friends ever since then. And I started getting into wrestling, and Lane would actually – he came to my shows as a fan. And so – sometimes on my, you know, my memories on Facebook, it pops up Lane taking pictures with me, and, you know, we've gone to Cubs games. We've just always stayed friends, and, you know, and I got into wrestling, and then I was like, you know, why don't you ref? And Lane was like, oh, you know, never really thought about it. And so Lane started reffing, and, you know, and so now it's amazing to have, you know, Stride is all my friends. You know, I think somewhere I would call you my friend, but not where other people could hear it. And, you know, Lane's my friend, and Jay Spade and Tony and, you know, Billy, like Roger, I got all these guys, Hargis, Axe, like go on. They're all my friends. And, you know, and then now that I have the school, I have Garrett or Dexter and, you know, Red Daniels and, you know, Elijah, Scott Phoenix, they're all becoming my friends. So we're all a group, and Lane is – he's a part of that group. So Lane's a very important part of Stride.
And Lane has – and he has not made any secrets about this on his social media. Lane's had some medical issues lately, and he, you know, talked before with me on my 1-2-3 cents about the fact that he is a diabetic, and he's having complications from that. And, you know – wrestling has always been, at least indie wrestling, WWE too, obviously, with the Susan G. Komen and the Make-A-Wish and the things that they do. But the thing I love about indie wrestling is the giving back part of things. And, you know, we've come off of some very successful benefit shows over the last couple of months with Stride specifically. But on April 7th, it's coming up this Saturday night. It's an important show because this one is for Lane. That is the name of the show. And literally all the proceeds from this event will go to Lane and his medical expenses.
Yeah. So, you know, whenever I got the call from Lane that said he was in the hospital and what was going on, I immediately, you know, was like, I'm going to make, you know, the April 7th show a benefit for Lane, and we're going to raise some money. And I honestly, you know, do not do this to make any money. The school shows that we do, the fundraisers, sometimes I lose money because I'm a sucker for stuff like that. So it's a no-brainer to do this for Lane. As soon as it happened, I was like, we're going to do it. I sent out a message to everybody and said, we're going to do it for Lane. And of course, everybody was on board. You know, there's not, Lane's just that guy that, you know, if he would give you everything. He'd give you his bank account. He'd give you a shirt off his back. He's just that guy. And he, you know, so of course everybody in the wrestling locker room knows that. So, you know, everybody jumped on board. Not one person questioned it. You know, I even, you know, some guys have even messaged, they've offered to wrestle for free or work for free. So, you know, Lane's one of the boys, and he's battling some issues. I mean, he's in the hospital 3 days a week right now. And so you can imagine trying to work while going to the hospital 3 days a week. So, you know, he's struggling, and, you know, I know he'd do the same thing for me. So, you know, it's a no-brainer.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know that some of the guys, too, were setting up a raffle of sorts, or probably a silent auction, not really a raffle, but we'll have some donated items from members of the Stride community, the Stride Pro Wrestling locker room. We have some autographed items from the Honky Tonk Man, for example. So we'll have different baskets and stuff set up that night too. So if you do come out to the show on April 7th, which it's being held at the Carterville Community Center again, we're heading back there, and they've been a good venue for us. It's located in Carterville. You can see the map in the notes on how to get there. But bell time, special bell time of 7 p.m. that night. And we're going to do as much as we can for Lane. Talk a little bit, too, because I mentioned we're in Carterville Community Center again. We've kind of – our home base was always the mall in Marion, but we've kind of bounced around a little bit from that spot. But the school is still going on. You've got guys – you're building a great foundation of young indie talent. And I think sometimes – people look at the, you know, they want to bring in big names, big stars, this, that, and the other. But how important is it, do you think? And I'm segueing into something else with this, but talk to me a little bit about that homegrown talent and the importance of it for a community like Southern Illinois, for example.
Well, you know, I started Stride as a school. That was what I wanted. I wanted to train guys. I had a lot of guys messaging me wanting to learn. So I wanted it to be a school. And then there was other companies running in Southern Illinois, and they wouldn't book certain guys. And I was about the only one they were booking. And it made me mad because, in my opinion, you know, Farmer Billy Hills, Tony Flood, Roger Mathis, you know, Axe, they were all just as good as the guys they were booking, but they wouldn't book them. And it rubbed me the wrong way. And so I reached out to them and I said, hey, I'm thinking about, you know, having shows, who would want to do it? And so, but the catch is at my shows, I want it to be a learning ground for guys like Dexter and Red Daniels. And I think, you know, when you had Tony on here and Jay Spade, the thing in wrestling that sucks, the part I hate, is you don't, a lot of guys don't try to help guys out. Mm-hmm. They kind of throw them under the bus. They don't help get them bookings. They don't try to make them better. Guys try to hurt guys, or, you know, and I'm not that way. I want to be able to help guys. So with Stride, that's what it is. You know, if you notice, we all work the green guys. We all, and then we wrestle each other. But mm-hmm. for the most part, you know, me and Axe have wrestled each other 40 or 50 times. Now we're in a tag match against four trainees that right. train at the school. And they're learning. They're getting better. I like watching them get better. I mean, and the same thing with, like, Red Daniels, who, you know, got to work with Chris Hargis and Jake Capone and Jay Spade. And, you know, that's learning. That they're getting in there, and, you know, there's going to be times they're going to suck or not be good, but they learn. And that's what Stride is to me. Stride is, you know, I spend $20 a month in marketing. Mm-hmm. You know, that's all I spend. And we haven't lost money on a show. If we've had shows that's had over 400 people. We've had shows that, you know, have had 100 people. But, you know, the boys are having fun, and the guys are learning. They're getting in front of a crowd. And I can't say, I mean, I love our locker room. I mean, mm-hmm. I think we have the best locker room of any I've ever been in. So I just, it makes me happy to see these kids that train that, I mean, I literally made Red Daniels puke once, you know, in practice. And, yeah. You know, he got mad at me a few times. I mean, just all these guys, you know. Dexter Roswell messaged me for 2 months before he would come, terrified. I mean, called me literally terrified to train.
Wow.
Literally was legit terrified. I mean, messaged me. And so I let him come in and announce the show because our announcer had some stupid thing he had to do. So I let him come in, and then look at him now. So, I mean, it's – I just love it. I mean, I love helping guys out. I love helping guys get to the next level. I mean, I posted about Joey O'Reilly being on the paper. Like, he texted me right away. He was so excited.
That's what I wanted to get into with this. So, yeah, this is, you know, people think indie wrestling and there's a – sometimes, not all the time, there's a negative connotation or they're never going to go to WWE or whatever. And Joey O'Reilly is a prime example of that just very recently. And I want to talk more about you and Ace as well, but – I would imagine that you had somewhat of a hand in that, or at least were there supporting and helping and making the connections you could help Joey make to get to that episode of 205 Live that he was recently on.
Yeah, me and Joey, we've been talking in length for about a year about it, what to expect, how to prepare, what to do when you get there, how to, you know, carry yourself. And I mean, a lot of guys lean to me on stuff like that. And, you know, like, there's no doubt in my mind Joey's good enough to get there. He's good enough to be on there. I knew it. And, you know, as soon as he told me he was going, I knew he had a legit chance to be on there because, you know, Joey can work. And there, if you work hard in wrestling and you work outside the ring and inside the ring, like, you can get there. It's not some mystical place that's far off in your distance, but I mean, it takes hard work. I mean, like you talked about me and Ace, like when I got there every Wednesday, I got up at 3 a.m. to open the gym at 4:30 to work till 1 and then drive to Louisville to get home at 1 o'clock to work OVW. And like, and then get back up the next morning at 3 or 4 to work out. And that's what it takes, you know. And people don't understand that. You have to put in the time in the gym, which Joey has done, and then put in the ring work, you know. And so a lot of guys don't get that, and Joey gets it. And WWE, they're constantly looking for anybody. They're not – there's not a certain company or whatever that they're only pulling from. They're looking for anybody.
And that – you know, I would imagine that – part of the reason, and I pardon me, fans, as I boost this guy's ego here, but you know, you said that you had guys reaching out to you wanting to train. I would imagine having that match on a WWE pay-per-view, it was 2012, it was Extreme Rules, he and Ace Hawkins teamed up against Ryback. Having that on your resume doesn't hurt in terms of attracting that. You also have the look of a professional wrestler. You know, I was listening to a podcast the other day, and Vince McMahon was being quoted as saying he doesn't want his guys to look like your next-door neighbor, and you don't look like the typical next-door neighbor. So I would imagine there is, you know, some appeal in that as far as attracting this young talent in, and now you're building this foundation, as we talked about. And now I don't think Joey O'Reilly is going to be the only Stride or Ace Hawkins or Heath Hatton are going to be the only three Stride people that we see on a much larger stage someday.
Not at all. I mean, to be honest, like, I look at guys, I mean, and I can't tell a difference sometimes between, I mean, these guys on WWE got to train day in and day out to get where they are. But I see guys on our roster that I don't see, you know, that I think they're good enough to be there. I mean, I've said it before, if Tony Flood was 6 foot or 6 foot two, he'd be on WWE right now. And I honestly believe that. And, you know, and there's just so many other guys on the roster too that I think, you know, like, you know, Red Daniels and Dexter and all them, I tell them all the time, your body is what holds you back. I mean, you know, the same thing with, you know, with Red, I tell Red that all the time, that he holds himself back, you know, and he knows that. And the same thing with Dexter. Like, I think they have all the potential in the world to get there. Elijah needs to gain about 400 pounds, you know, but it's all them. They all have the potential. It's not like any of them don't have the potential. And the guys at Stride, you know, I mean, I think Axe Allward, in my opinion, like, we all suck in the locker room except for Axe. I mean, I just have the most respect for him. I think he's far better than any of us could ever dream of being. I think he could go tomorrow night, you know, and work for WWE and be just, you know, I mean, he's that good in my opinion. And, you know, so getting to learn from somebody like that, I mean, it's just – like, these kids have so much that they could bring to the table.
That's what I like about the Stride locker room, as you mentioned, is there are those seasoned veterans like Axe Allward, like El Magnifico or Tony Flood, or even Jay Spade, who, as we record this, is celebrating a birthday, not even 30 years old yet, but has a lot of experience under his belt as well. But, you know, it's one thing to be around that, but then it's another thing to take that ball and run with it. And I think that's what you're kind of saying here, is that you need to motivate some of these guys, or they need to want it for themselves and not be their own worst enemy.
Yeah, I mean, there's a whole package that goes with it. But, I mean, it's motivation. Anybody can get there. I mean, I'm not saying going through me or listening to me is a way to get there at all. I mean, I don't think that. But I know kind of what it takes to get there, and, you know, and the effort you have to put in. So that would be my advice, is to do that, to get there. I mean, I know there's haters out there that say, you know, who is he? He died in 7 minutes on a pay-per-view, you know, and I get it. So, you know, I'm not saying I'm the end-all be-all to wrestling at all, but, you know, like, it's, you know, it takes hard work. And if you don't take hard work or take criticism, I mean, you have to be able to take criticism. Yeah. I take criticism, you know, as a booker, as an owner, you know, and I totally am open to all the criticism, you know, because I know I'm not perfect.
Well, and I've told you this privately, but I do say it with all due respect. I appreciate and respect your opinion because of where you've been, because of who you know and who you've worked with. And when you tell, and you don't do much critiquing of what I'm doing, because I'm literally just saying names, but when you offer that feedback, or, you know, whatever the storyline may be going on, it's something that I feel like everybody should listen to, respect, and appreciate. So enough. Let me put my chapstick away, and we'll talk more about April 7th. Again, it's the benefit show for Lane Austin being held in Carterville at the Community Center. Can you talk anything about the card, any matches that are going to be coming up?
Yeah, we can. First of all, I want to say, so you talked about we're doing an auction. CCW is actually bringing some general admission tickets on our way for the Super Show. I can't say enough about Barry and those guys. You know, they want to help however possible. You know, like, there's no rift between CCW and Stride. People try to think that there is. I said it 1,000 times. First and foremost, I'm a worker. I'm not – people think Kevin Huntsberger owns the company, and that's fine with me. Like, let them think
they
that.
Do, and I do not. I have no ownership at all.
They think Sam books it and Kevin owns it, and by God, like, let the people believe that. But there's no – first and foremost, out of all those things that I am, I'm a worker. I've been a worker. I've been a wrestler. That's what I am. I'm one of the boys. CCW gives my friends, the boys, another place to wrestle. Mm-hmm. So it gives them – that's what we're all about. We want to wrestle. We want to work. So, like, I want them to be successful. I want Roger and Farmer and the other boys that go down there to wrestle in front of 400, 500 people. I want them to have a good time and stay healthy. And I love what CCW does. I love the names they bring in. So I have nothing against those, and they've been nothing but great to me. So – and the podcast guys, you know, that cover us, and, you know, and Asa and Dalton and Shannon and those guys, they've been great to us too. So I want to take time to say thanks to them. And but as far as April 7th, so we have a huge show. So there's a lot that is going on that night. Tony Flood and Jay Spade, the main event for the title, is going on that night. If you weren't at the last show, it was Tony Flood and Wraith versus Jay Spade and
Farmer.
And if Wraith and Flood won, then Tony got a rematch, and they won. And so Tony gets his rematch April 7th. So if you saw them at Christopher, it was a very close – those two know each other so well. It was a very close contest. So they match up perfectly. So, I mean, it's kind of like Shawn Michaels, Chris Jericho, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And then let me bring up the rest of the card here.
And again, this is happening Saturday night, April 7th. Bell time is 7 o'clock at the Carterville Community Center, which our January show was held at the Community Center. So be sure to come out, and we're going to have some snacks. And Jamie, got to mention Jamie up in Mount Vernon. And she's actually doing a benefit show on April 14th, a week later, with James Ellsworth as one of the guests there. That's going on at the Harley-Davidson dealership in Mount Vernon. So we'll talk more about that on next week's podcast. But Jamie's going to come down and run some concessions for us and donate all the proceeds from that to Lane as well.
And then also, like, the 7th, this comes from Sam, something with Roger. Well, thanks for Roger Mathis. So we can kind of touch base on that with you. You and Roger seem to have some sort of love triangle issue.
No, I don't know what's going on with Roger. He obviously has beef with me from the Johnny Logan College show, and then a little bit about what happened in Christopher as well. So hopefully he moves on. I'm going to stay out of his way because he is a war machine, and I am not going to be any part of that.
Okay, well... So Sam Hamblin is the guest on Striking Your Fancy. So,
oh, okay.
Him and Jay Wells have had their differences and opinions.
Wonder if they'll have more fish sticks ready.
I hope so. And then Bo Sawyer is going to be there. He's returning. The DR Party lost their tag titles and they lost their rematch. So that should be interesting. So. Lots going on.
There's lots of questions, and they'll all be answered again coming up Saturday night, April 7th. Heath, I know you're a busy man. Anything else you want to add before we wrap up this show?
Nothing really. That's pretty much it. Just come out April 7th. It's a huge event. It's a nice it's going to be a good fundraiser. I can tell you that the planned night is going to be great. It's going to be one you don't want to miss. We have so much coming up. We have April 14th in Mount Vernon, May 5th. Possibly back in Carterville. May 26th is an all-cage show in Pinckneyville. We just booked June 2nd for back in Christopher. There's literally so much that we have planned that's going into the fall. We have three schools in the fall. I can confirm October 6th we're going to be back in Pinckneyville, and Abyss is going to be there.
Awesome.
100% confirmed. There's some other names that we floated around bringing in. So, you know, this whole thing started as just a small thing, and it's grown and it's grown and it's grown. And I can't thank the fans and the people. I mean, I couldn't do it without, you know, like you and Lane and, you know, Sam and the trainees and all the guys in the locker room.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, be sure to check out Stride Pro Wrestling on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter to stay up to date on what's next for Stride Pro Wrestling. We'll see you guys on Saturday night, April 7th.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.